listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by our content editor, Natasha Menifee. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Mark. We have come to the final session of our study. We have started with the holiness of God, and we moved on to being set apart by Christ, and we learned that we were not alone in this fight, and we're set apart the way that we think and the way that we live. And now we are set apart for the journey. So this lesson teaches us about how to continue on in the journey. And as we grow and mature as Christians, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not instant. Transformation is a process. So our goal is to keep moving forward, to keep striving in our walk with Christ along the journey.
All right. Growing in Christ is a lifelong journey. So what helps us to keep growing in Christ? Here's the first thought. Keep seeking sanctification. Keep seeking sanctification. And so here in Philippians chapter 3, let's start at verse number 12. Not that I have already reached the goal or am already perfect, but I make it every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. So here's the first thing, keep seeking sanctification. And so remember, sanctification is the process by which we become more and more like God, right? And so God is, through the power of his Holy Spirit, is working the sanctification work inside of us. So we ought to be able to look back over the years of our life, like the old saying says, I may not be what I ought to be, but I can clearly see I'm not what I used to be. I ought to be better. And so think about this. The Apostle Paul says this too. And he is the great apostle, right? So certainly, you know, we might consider ourselves Paul's equal, but we would never consider ourselves better than him. And he confesses this very freely. I've not already reached the goal, and I am not already perfect. So you can only say this when you have a certain honesty about yourself and a certain humility and transparency about yourself. And here the Apostle Paul says this. He said, look, I haven't reached the goal. I am not yet perfect. But he says, talks about all the ways he is trying to make these things happen in his life. He presses toward the goal. And so there it is. That's what all of us ought to be doing. My father-in-law would say, you have to join God's ironing board club and press your way to heaven. What do you see in here, yeah, Natasha?
Yeah, the verse that sticks out for me is verse 4, starting the end of 13, going into 14, forgetting what's behind and reaching forward to what's ahead. We press. First thing that comes to my mind is something I tell my daughters often. You can't go forward looking backwards. We can absolutely learn from our past and we can grow, but we don't stay there. We keep pressing. We keep moving forward. And our Christian walk is one of continual growth and should be moving forward. And Paul gives us a great example of forward moving. It's a journey. It's not going to happen overnight. Even if we have bumps along the way, we learn from them. We look back, we don't go back. As my pastor would say, we keep pressing forward. And remember that it is a journey. It is a process. So every day we grow. Every day we continue to keep pushing, keep staying with Christ. We continue to renew our minds, as we've talked about in previous sessions. We continue to study God's word, his truth, and stay obedient to that truth. And we'll continue to move along forward along the way.
Right. So people have to be careful not to take this as an excuse to just kind of stay where you are. No, this is not about staying where you are. It's about moving forward. The old statement says there's a blessing in the pressing. Right. So here's the second thought. Start where you are each day. Start where you are each day. Verse 15. Therefore, let all of us who are mature think this way. And if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this also to you. In any case, we should live up to whatever truth we have attained. Join in imitating me, brothers and sisters, and pay careful attention to those who live according to the example you have in us. For I have often told you, and now say again with tears, that many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is their shame. They are focused on earthly things. And so there it is. Start where you are each day. And so, I have to be willing to own where I am in my life and make some benchmarks to say, as I'm going through these days and times, I'm going to be moving forward, right? And so he says we should live up to, and here's, maybe this will free somebody. You don't have to live up to what you don't know. You only have to live up to what you already know. And so take what you already know and live up to that. And as you learn more, you'll live up to the more that you learn as you go along. So you are not wrong if you're not living up to what somebody else does if you don't know that that's what you're supposed to do. You're growing in Christ, you're growing in his word, you're learning more as the days go by. Live according to what you already know, and then let God give you some more, and then we'll step up our game for that later on. What do you think, Natasha?
Yeah, one of the words that came to my mind was self-awareness. You said, know where you are each day. Know where you are. Be self-aware of where you are. But just because it's where we are doesn't mean it's where we're going to stay. It's a growth. It's a journey. And you said it. It's a personal journey. We are responsible for living up to what we know individually, not what the next person knows. But what do I know to be true? And am I being obedient to that truth? Am I walking in that truth? And as I grow, am I being obedient to what I know? It's a journey, but it's a personal journey. It's a personal growth and walk. And I don't have to compare myself to the next person. Know where I am today, know where I'm striving to get to, and take it one step at a time. When I was younger, in my 20s, I didn't know as much scripture as I know now. And I had one verse in college that I held on to. And I took that one verse and I internalized it. And that was the verse that whatever happened in my life, I held on to that. And as I grew, I kept adding to that. So I knew Romans 8:28. And so that's what I held to. And so I became obedient to that and I applied it to my life, but I didn't stay there. I was aware of where I was, but I was aware that I needed to grow. So I think that's what I see here. And Paul gives us his life. He offers his life as an example to the believers as well of how to live set apart on this journey. So as we grow and mature, I think that's another thing. We we become an example for somebody else on how to make it and how to live a life set apart for Christ, one that can glorify God, but also draw other people to him as well.
All right, there it is. So then he gives this stark warning in the end of this passage. He says in verse 18, "For I have often told you now and say again with tears, many live as enemies of the cross." So don't forget that. So don't measure yourself by the people around you, even some of the Christians around you. Right? That's why it says many live as enemies of the cross. Their God is their stomach. They can't control their own desires. Their glory is their shame. And they're focused on earthly things. Right? So we know many people that would call themselves good Christians, right? But they're really focused on money. They're just greedy, greedy for money. There are people who call themselves good Christians, but maybe they're greedy for political power, or people who call themselves Christians, but they're just running from relationship to relationship, right? So don't compare yourself to the people around you. Compare yourself to God's word. What does God's word say we need to be? And allow that to be the measuring stick for where we are today and the progress we need to make for tomorrow. But start where you are. All right. So this is great. There's one more piece. Keep being transformed by God's power. Start where you are, but keep being transformed by God's power. Verse number 20. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait for a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humble condition into the likeness of his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject everything to himself. And so there it is, this last piece, keep being transformed by God's power, because ultimately it says God's power will show up in full. Right now we see it and experience it in part, but one day we will experience it in full. He says, he reminds us, our citizenship is in heaven and not just in this world. And so he says, one day God is going to fully transform us, including these mortal bodies of ours, by the power that enables him to subject everything to himself. This just says he has power over everything. This is why we love to quote that phrase. When we talk about Jesus' resurrection, says he got up with all power in his hands. And so he has all power in his hands, and he is able to bring everything into submission to his will. So everything is not in submission to his will today. He is not forcing or imposing his will on us right now. But it says there will come a day when God will fix everything. He'll right all wrongs. He'll straighten out every crooked place. And his will then dominate every sector of the society. And we want to be in alignment with that. We are working right now to be in alignment with what God is going to do in the future. And so I'm working on being transformed more and more every day. I think it's Beverly Glenn that sung that old song. It says, I'm living from glory to glory. And so what this says, I've reached one level today, but I'm not satisfied where I am. I'm moving to the next level. So people keep talking about, I'm going to my next level. Come on, come on. Here's the word that's going to get you to your next level. And they're always talking about money and houses and all that kind of stuff. I want you to get to your next level in Christ. I want you to get to your next level in sanctification. And come on, this text and this study will help you to level up, move to your next level. Come on. What are you seeing, Natasha?
And the growth doesn't stop until we get to the presence of God. That's the beauty. Growing in Christ, it's a lifelong journey. I keep saying it. It's a lifelong journey. We get so frustrated in this day and age when things don't happen quickly or as quickly as we'd like them to. You know, we microwave everything. We drive through. We have kiosks now. We can instantly do anything. But our sanctification and our growth and our maturity, it doesn't happen that way. And so we have to transform our way of thinking and our desire to live mature and complete Christians, but be okay and know that that transformation does not happen overnight. So we shift our focus and our thinking to being instantly mature, to learning to appreciate the process of transformation, because every day is a new opportunity to grow in his grace and his mercy and his knowledge. And because it says we keep being transformed by God's power, it's a process. His power is not going to diminish. It's not going to change. So we have the opportunity for growth and continual growth day after day until we get to his presence. And that's the life of the believer. Growth. Growth is our goal, not to stay the same. So we grow by doing all the things we've talked about through this study, staying in his word, living in truth, loving, remaining and being obedient. So I challenge us, what challenged me with this passage, with this study, is to appreciate the process of transformation, knowing that we're being sanctified in order to one day come into the presence of God. So it's a process. And it's a journey, and we don't stop on the journey.
All right, there it is. That's so very, very great. So look, I heard you say that you microwave everything. Were you talking about, like, just people in general, or is that how you
actually? No, people in general. No, that's not me. No, I cook. Right. I use the stove, the oven. No, I...
I didn't know whether she was doing this. A peek into her life. I microwave everything.
No.
All right. Very good. What a great lesson this is going to be as we think about this topic and move to our own next level in Christ. This is so exciting and so necessary. And so it's been a great study. So, friend, if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a minute, because Natasha is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody, you need to get your own copy of the You Bible Study. You can find it at you.lifeway.com. That's you.lifeway.com. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study. It comes in paper and digital formats. There's a teacher guide in the back of the book and daily devotional pages to keep you engaged in the Word of God every day. There's a leader pack to make your lessons even more exciting, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. All right, Natasha, give us our teaching tip for today.
So before you teach this final lesson on being set apart for the journey, be mindful that growth is a process for not just the people in your class that you teach, but for you also as the teacher. So as we're encouraging others to grow in their own personal relationship with God, let us not lose sight of our own growth and our own relationship with him as well. So keep yourself growing by practicing spiritual disciplines such as prayer, meditation, Bible study, and reading.
All right, what a great experience this is. Join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.